This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A major leak of classified U.S. documents that shake in Washington and escaped new details of his intelligence gathering may have started in a chat room on a social media platform for gamers called Discord. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says this kind of information should not be public.
Worried that these documents are out there, ma'am. They shouldn't be out there, period. That's the big worry. And in trying to figure out how that happened.
Meanwhile, U.S. spies caught Russian intelligence officers boasting that they had convicted the oil-rich United Arab Emirates to work together against U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies, according to a purported American document posted online as part of the major intelligence breach. The Emirati government dismissed the allegation that the UAE had deepened ties with Russia as categorically false. Australia reached an agreement with China to resolve their dispute over barley imports. Australia will suspend its case at the World Trade Organization while China conducts its review into duties imposed on the grain, according to the Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong.
We have made clear that we believe there is no justification for the measures that China introduced in relation to barley. We have also made clear that we believe it is in both countries' interests for these trade impediments to be removed.
Australia lodged a formal complaint with the WTO in 2022 over anti-dumping and countervailing duties imposed by China. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for strengthening the country's war deterrence in a more practical and offensive manner to counter what it called moves of aggression by the U.S. and South Korea. This is VOA News. Greek lawmakers are set to vote on urgent legislation introduced by the government in Athens to ban neo-Nazi parties from competing in upcoming national elections in May. From Athens for VOA, Anthony Kasava reports.
Greek Justice Minister Mikis Voridis submitted the legislation to Parliament, billing it as unprecedented and part of the government's drive to protect democracy in the birthplace of democracy. With this bill, he said, it is the first time in history that Greek members of Parliament are asking the entire bench of the Supreme Court to weigh the credentials of a party and its members to compete in elections. Anthony Kasava for VOA News, Athens.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due back in New York for another legal matter, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Donald Trump is scheduled to return to New York on Thursday. According to a person familiar with the matter, he will sit for a deposition in a business fraud lawsuit filed against him and his company by the state's attorney general. He's expected to face questioning at New York Attorney General Letitia James's office in Lower Manhattan. Trump was previously deposed at James's office last August, just weeks before she filed the lawsuit. That time, he declined to answer questions invoking his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination more than 400 times. Trump has called the investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration has formally determined that a Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia on espionage charges has been wrongfully detained. The designation elevates the case of Evan Gershwich in the U.S. government hierarchy, means that a dedicated State Department office will take the lead on securing his release. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the determination on Monday, saying he condemned the arrest and Russia's repression of independent media. India's population is surpassing China's this month, or maybe in July, or maybe it's happened already. Demographers are unsure when exactly India will take the title from China as the most populous nation in the world because they are relying on estimates. Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, has apologized after a video showing him kissing a child and the lips triggered criticism. Statement posted on his official website says the 87-year-old leader regretted the incident and wished to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his friends. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.